Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You having a party?
Need some sugar for your mama?
These bitches ain't no better.
I'm sorry. All I heard was blah, blah, blah. I'm a dirty tramp.
I think you two are a pair of potheads.
The Lucy and Elaine Show.
The girls are naturally curious about the local activity.
Hosted by Lucy Burge and Elaine Cavallari.
Okay, everybody. Welcome to episode 6 of the Lucy and Elaine Show.
Yes, welcome, welcome.
So much has happened.
Since
we last spoke. We were in a pedicab last time.
Yes, right that now, was so fun.
That was so much fun. That was really fun. But a lot of things have happened. First of all, today is Rob Bradford's birthday.
Yay, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Rob Woo-hoo! Bradford. How old do you think he is today, Elaine?
Oh, Lucy. Frick.
Just guessing.
Oh my god. Oh my god. This is bad. I honestly don't know.
So what would you think?
Maybe like I think in his 50s.
Okay.
Is he in his 50s?
Today is Rob Bradford's 50th birthday. He doesn't.
So that's not that bad, right?
A day over 50.
No, he doesn't.
According to Elaine.
I meant 50 on the spot.
Yes. Good job with that.
Thank you.
Happy birthday,
happy
Rob.
Birthday,
your
Rob.
Wingman, Rob Bradford.
He
because at our
wingman.
Podcast meeting, we established, you can find the video at Lucy and Elaine on Twitter, that he is your wingman.
Yes. Honestly, yeah.
Do you have any updates?
Crazy story. You know what? No updates.
Well,
So, if you follow us on Twitter, you saw the video of him saying, "Hey, Lane, what's up?"
Right.
All the views are probably
courtesy
mine.
Of Bradvo.
All 3,000 videos are like probably, I mean, views are probably mine, which is fine. But yeah, that was all him. And if you listen to the Bradvo show, you see at the end, you hear at the end of the podcast, he says, like, give a shout out to Lucy and Elaine.
So.
It's really cute.
Then what happened?
So I followed him on Instagram, obviously. And then he followed me back.
Ooh.
You guys. He's a smoke.
Yeah.
Come on.
So then what happened?
Nothing.
So nothing's happened.
So he hasn't posted a photo and I haven't posted a photo. So no one's been liking each other's photos. But you know what?
So what if right now you DM him live on this podcast? The opening DM.
Dude, it's 9:07 in the morning on a Tuesday. What am I supposed to say to this?
Say, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What do kids say now? Want to sauce me a DM?
Well, what I was going to sauce me, yeah, what I was going to do when he tweeted, "Hey, Lynn, what's up?" was reply, "Not much you." But
wait.
Then I got really nervous. But I feel like if I DM'd him, "Not much you," now, he'd be like, "Wait, what? Did you think he forgets?"
No, you're busy. You're a busy person. I think this is a good move. So
Lucy, I'm nervous.
DM.
All right, I'll think of one and then I'll do it. I'll
okay,
it
because Deontay Harris has been
So he's honestly, I've been watching him for a while, but he's the player that I suggest you guys watch because he went to Assumption College. I went to Assumption College and I was film director for the football team for 2 years, so I got to watch him just crush it in the NHN Conference, and now he is on the Saints. Which is insane. And just, like, killing it. He's so freaking fast. He's 5'6", 170 pounds. That's it. This
You're
dude
kidding.
Is tiny.
How old is he?
He's my age.
So
1997,
did you,
22.
Did you know him?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So, how
we what did you say?
Were you in classes with him?
Yeah. We were like bros.
What
that's
classes?
Bro.
Well,
that's
what? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's buried the lead here.
Yes.
You know him.
Yes.
What classes did you
well,
have?
Well, Assumption
with
is 2,000 kids.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't
our
know that.
Football stadium. Yeah. Oh, my God. Assumption College. So small. Our football stadium.
I shouldn't have assumed it was big.
Ba-dum-bum. Our football stadium is one side of bleachers. Like, we don't even have two sides. Like, our stadium is so small.
Okay.
And also, I'll mention this too, player to watch. Cole Tracy, LSU kicker.
Right.
He was like big in the headlines, like last season, but he played at Assumption College too. And I just think it's super cool to see these kids come from a D2. We're D2. Yeah. Not even D1. 2,000 kids. And now they're playing in the NFL. It just goes to show.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he's so fast. I used to think that I hit the like 2x speed, like the fast motion button when I'd like watch the film back, because he's that freaking fast. But he's gonna have to be that fast because he's so small.
So did you text him or something and say congrats?
Oh, yeah.
Or like, what?
Oh, yeah.
So what is your communication been like?
I was like, you're electric. And he said thanks.
Lightning bolt emoji.
It's just weird to talk about him like he's like, I just can't believe he's on the Saints.
Why don't you send that to Bobby Dahlbeck? Just say you're electric.
You're electric with a little lightning emoji.
That's heart eyes emoji.
I use weird vocab. People
just say,
hey, telling me that
hey
lately.
Bobby, have you heard of Deontay Harris? Well, he's one of my best friends. We went to Assumption together.
Oh, my
opening
God.
Line.
Did you want to be friends too?
Right. So what was? How did you meet? Like, how did you become friends?
At school. Okay. At Assumption College. So
do you remember like the moment you met him?
Honestly, okay. So he's a super focused kid.
Okay.
Like, he, if you Google Deontay Harris now, it comes up as like, you know, like when you Google like a celebrity, like he comes up like with his little roster thing.
Mm-hmm.
He is like so locked in. I think I have like one interview with him on the Assumption College football Twitter. And I was like, hey, Deontay, like sick game. He holds records, like the NCAA record for punt returns.
Okay.
Like leading to touchdowns.
So we need
14
to...
of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So we need to retweet that from Lucy and Elaine.
Yeah, we'll
the
find
Twitter account. We need to find this video.
We'll find
and
it.
Retweet
yes.
it. Yes.
And you'll be able to like tell his demeanor. He's like so locked in, like very, he wasn't like obnoxious like me. So like we weren't really like bros, but like right. when I'd see him, I'd be like, what's up? You know, but he'd be like, what's up?
It sounds really unobnoxious. Yes.
Yeah. Wicked.
Good.
But,
good.
But
is
yeah.
that all you'd say to each other? Is like, what's up?
What's up? He was a big what's up guy.
Okay.
Even like a head nod guy. He wasn't like a
just like Bobby
how's
Dahlbeck.
Your day guy. No, Bobby.
He said, what did he say? What's up, Elaine?
He said, hey, Elaine, what's up?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
It's hey,
okay.
what's
no, it's
up?
Fine. No, it's fine.
What's up?
No, it's fine.
Okay. So that's
yeah.
a player to, that's
so
our
that's
player to watch.
That's definitely a player to watch. Keep an eye out for him. You probably saw him in the preseason. He like, he ran one back. It was
wow.
so sick.
So all of our players to watch are players
yeah.
you know. Bobby, Deontay. What other players do you know that we're watching?
Goodness.
Well, we'll save that for next
we'll
week.
See. We'll see. You got to tune in.
Because another player we're watching, former player, because
yes.
literally so much has happened. We
oh
haven't
my
even
God,
talked.
So much. I know, we haven't even discussed.
About the Gronk CBD
no.
press conference.
Right.
Which was, first of all, I thought it was stupid.
I want to know what you think about it before
that
I
That was
chat.
Such a, like, I was just... Like, this is it? That's the press conference? But I thought I was sure it was going to be a book deal. Like, positive.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
book deal all the way.
That
so he gets
sense.
Up there, and it's like, CBD, and then
yeah.
as soon as, I mean, what a dud. Like, the whole thing was a dud.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
he goes, my friend and business partner, Barry Antleman of Abacus Health Partners, and I actually said, oh my God. Like, I was by myself. I was like, are you kidding me? I'm talking to myself, of course.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
So then Perry Antleman starts talking, and every news station cuts away from it. And I was like, no, I want to see what Perry Antleman has to say. I love Perry Antleman. This guy is the new Ken Bone. Do you remember Ken Bone?
Ken Bone.
From the presidential debates.
Wait, I do.
In the last election. And the red sweater, black
yes,
pants.
Yes, everyone was
okay.
him for Halloween.
And he becomes like this viral star.
Yes.
Okay, Perry Antleman should be more of a viral star than he is, because this guy is now Gronk's best friend / business partner, head of Abacus Health Partners of CBD
it's
Medic.
Too much. It's really too much.
I thought it was going to be this flashy... like book deal, like fireworks and
I know.
Like motocross, like that press conference.
No, I know.
But then in comes Perry Antleman, and
that
was just of Abacus Health Partners.
Do you think it sounded scripted?
Oh yeah, big
thing.
Time. Okay,
and he's yeah. Go on.
Ben Bolin said this the other day, that it was like the crying was fake. The you know whatever he kind of hinted that it was fake. I think it was fake. I think what they said was go out there,
mm-hmm.
say that football destroyed you and that CBD saved you.
Right.
Like just play it up as much
right.
as possible. So the crying I think was fake.
Yeah.
I think that Gronk has a good career in acting ahead of him because
yes.
I mean he wasn't a great actor but he
right.
did do it. He was
mm-hmm.
acting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that obviously what he went through was real.
Oh yeah.
But he played it up. I think he actually
yeah.
like. It's a lot that he went through in football and like having
yeah.
to have his quad drained the night of the
right.
Super Bowl. That's you know crazy.
Right.
But I think the crying was fake. I think it was very scripted. I think
yeah.
the whole thing was planned. It was like a Tony Robbins event.
Yeah.
It was it kind of had shades of that. I think.
Yeah. How much do you think he's being paid or was paid to do that or is being paid for the partnership?
I would say $500,000.
You think?
Yes.
$500,000. You don't think it's more than that?
More than. Do you
think?
I've heard. around that. But I do think it's more. I mean, his name is huge, especially right now when everyone's thinking, what's his next step? Everyone is going to be watching whatever he's announcing. I mean, maybe a million.
I think so, too. I think Gronk would have to be paid that much. Okay, Gronk strikes me as, like, the coolest dude. Like, just, like, the coolest, like, chillest dude.
I think our friend Camille Kostick would not be with him if he wasn't.
True. True. So I think that this whole thing was, like, kind of noobish. Like, it was kind of nerdy of him. Like, the whole scene of it, I was like, Gronk, bro.
And,
like, what are you doing?
Well, that's what I was thinking during.
So I feel like he would have had to get paid a lot of money to do it.
Yeah, that's true. But I think, I do think he actually believes it.
No, me too.
I think, so maybe on the lower end of what he's getting paid because he actually believes it.
Yeah.
So, and it actually helped him. So I think the core of this is trying to get it. So that every pro sports league accepts CBD as an acceptable substance to take.
Right.
For recovery. And I think that was the core of it. So I think that is a message he absolutely believes in. Mm-hmm. And that's why maybe, you know what, when I think about it, maybe the crying was a little bit real.
Maybe.
But I think the extent of which he was like, I didn't like it. Like, that was super.
That was good.
I felt terrible.
Run that back.
I didn't like it. I think that was real, but the emotion, I don't know. It seemed very staged. Like, that's not how Gronk talks in real life.
No, it's not. And you can so tell that's not how he talks in real life.
Absolutely. Like, that's not. Yeah. So
he's too cool. He's too cool.
He's very cool.
He's too chill.
As is Camille, who, side note,
yes.
On her Instagram yesterday, she was at Gillette.
Okay.
Why?
Of course.
Do you think? And then she was in the team store and she was like, she had a Patriots hat on and she said, I have to get this hat.
Ooh.
Which means
she's crazy.
She's buying Patriots gear.
Yeah.
Could Gronk return? I mean, of course not, but of course you want to stir up something.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Here's the other thing, though. She was a Patriots cheerleader.
Very true.
Maybe she's coming back for some kind of reunion.
Very true. She's probably just there. They probably just paid her a ton of money to just, like, be around.
Maybe. But,
but
the
who
stadium
knows?
Was empty.
True.
And the team store.
Plot thickens.
Yeah. So why?
Team store. I don't know.
Why? But that's a side note. I mean, she.
That is a side note.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, that I don't know where she. So she is in Massachusetts all the time. Where
Dude,
are we?
I know, right?
Camille, please.
I know.
Again, tweet to Camille Kostick.
Yeah, tweet at her. You
tell
losers.
Her that we want her on the podcast.
She's got to come in.
Yes, please. So tweet to Camille Kostick and say and tweet tag us in it too and say Lucy and Elaine want you on their podcast, please, live in studio.
Yes,
because. We're around, and so is she, and our schedule.
We're chilling.
Well, yeah, we're just waiting for you, Camille. So, if you are in Foxborough, we are like half an hour from you right now.
We'll freaking come to
if you're
you.
You're in Natick at the whatever where Danielle was and didn't invite us again. We just talked to her about that.
Yeah.
Come to us because we're like, again, half an hour. So, Camille, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Let's go. So, yeah.
Let's go.
Yes. Have you ever tried CBD?
Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
I haven't either.
Have you? No.
No. I'm scared too. I've only smoked pot once in my life. Hated it.
Yeah.
Like, not, I didn't even really.
Not
it.
My
it just
thing.
Was not my thing.
No.
I don't like the smell of it.
Nope.
And I, like, it makes me anxious. Everything.
Yeah.
So I have taken in my life Prozac, Valium, I don't even know what else. Everything.
Like Creed. What is that?
Creed when in the office when Michael hits Meredith with his car.
Yeah.
And you want to know the whole episode? I can tell you the whole episode right now.
No, that's
it's
the
Meredith
best
with his car. And and then she's in the hospital and they were talking about like what medicine she's on. And he's like methadone, codeine.
He just names like all these medicines.
And it's like, I have no idea.
That's so funny.
Yeah, Creed's like, well, if you don't have it, what do you want it?
Yeah.
Because I'm selling. No, I have not. So all of this stuff, anything.
Yeah.
Makes me anxious.
Mm-hmm,
so I have taken Valium. Rich Keefe is staring at us.
No one likes us in the dark.
The dark is perfect.
We record
lighting.
In the dark.
Well, our video ran out. So it fell. So
true.
It doesn't matter now.
But whatever.
Anyway.
Anyways.
So it makes me anxious. It does the opposite of what it's supposed to do. So I'm afraid that CBD is going to do that to me too.
Yeah.
Because I have anxiety. So I definitely need something, but everything I take for it causes more anxiety.
Right.
Which is so stupid. So any medication ever in the world that I've ever taken with any side effect that's listed, I get that side effect.
Right.
Which is
That's tough.
It's
that's
so
tough.
Stupid. Yes.
Because the side effects for the medication, whenever I watch a commercial, it's like,
oh, yeah, death.
You may die.
In some cases, it's death.
But your freaking rash on your arm will go away, right. But you that's might the, die.
So every time. Not that like Humira. I have a lot of, right, exactly. So I have to think. So when I got my wisdom teeth out, yeah. I took Percocet.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Which I liked at first. And then it started to give me nausea. So I, nausea. Which, as we know, my worst fear is throwing up.
Yes.
So I didn't throw up, but I felt sick. So I outweighed the excruciating pain.
Yeah.
Versus nausea, and I didn't take any other pain meds.
Dude,
and I was
sad.
Like in my head screaming, but crying, and like because I my wisdom teeth, I was 19, so this was like almost 10 years ago or whatever, but 8 years ago. So I'm not. So it took me 2 weeks to recover. I don't know why they had to like the whole
did
like
you get chipmunk
complicated.
Cheeks?
Yeah, well, I did for a couple of days, but it was like you're good. I don't know. I remember long time ago. So I had to think about like, do I want to be nauseous or do I want to be in a ton of pain? And I chose a ton of pain, and I'm glad I did because I didn't want to be nauseous because it's my worst fear.
Because you wanted to stay alive. Exactly. I don't even know if I should talk about this. I like ditched that whole scene, dude. I hate the dentist.
So yeah, didn't you get your wisdom?
I have not had them out.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't even know if they're like growing in. I'm just like, I definitely needed to have them out there. I had like the consultation, and then I just can't, like, I have, oh my God, it's so bad. I, like, can't go to the dentist. I sweat profusely.
Really?
And I get, oh, dude. Okay, listeners, look up something called white coat syndrome, and that's what I have.
You're afraid of doctors.
Like, to an extreme.
Really?
I knock out.
So when you talk about your worst fear at a pageant.
Oh, true, I should have said
doctors.
I know, but how can I, like, doctors? Yeah, I don't know, dude.
So
it just
what
is
it? Has this been your whole life?
No, it was, okay, so one time when I was, like, in eighth grade, I think it started, I had to get x-rays on my knees because I played soccer and my knees were all effed up. So I went to go get an x-ray, that's it, and I wasn't nervous at all. People are like, are you nervous to go? I'm like, no. And I show up and I lay down on the thing to get my x-ray, dude, and I knocked out. Like, I passed out, fainted,
really?
Couldn't catch my breath, barfed.
You're kidding.
Nope. And then ever since that moment, every time I go to the doctors, even for a checkup, like my blood pressure spiked, like I'm a whole mess, and I end up passing out. Even the eye doctor.
Wait a minute. Dude, you pass out.
I can't believe we're getting into
checkup?
This was not on the plan.
No, this is this
yes,
was not on the lineup, but this is
I
fascinating.
Do.
Okay.
I do pass out.
So
what, I have lots of witnesses.
What is going through your
you
mind?
Don't believe me. Nothing. Okay, so I get in and I don't even think worst case scenario. People are like, do you think when they like something's gonna happen, like like you're gonna get a shot and like something's gonna have a reaction? I'm like, no. But when a doctor gets close to me, like I get so uncomfortable.
Whoa.
And nauseous, like I just can't it got to the point where like I would just pass out, like, so they had to give me medication for it,
right?
So and it still like doesn't, so like the shots are the worst.
Oh my God, I can't even. If you're afraid of just a doctor,
like I literally, like when they get close to me, I'm like that video, that little girl that's like, no, like I can't do
this
it.
This is fascinating.
It's awful.
This is fascinating because I actually love it.
Oh my God.
Whenever I get my blood drawn, I love it.
Psycho.
They always say like, are you gonna pass out or whatever? Don't watch it. I watch them take my blood.
See,
because I think it's fascinating.
You're a sick human.
Which is creepy. It sounds creepy, but like if I was better at science, I'd be a doctor. I love medicine.
Oh, okay.
So this is actually fascinating that just the sight of a doctor.
Dude, it's so weird. Like I get so anxious that my mom even has to call like before I go to say she can't wait in the waiting room. Like,
well, I hate
you know
that
how,
too.
No, I know, but like it makes me more anxious because I see doctors walking all around. They're like, if she's going to come in for this, like, when she walks through those doors, like, you take her or I'll leave. Like, I'll literally just leave.
So you show up at your doctor
for
a routine, like, physical.
Yeah.
So they take the stethoscope out. Are you freaking?
Bugging.
Wow.
I just can't. Like, I get, you know the feeling, have you ever passed out? Probably.
Once in my life.
Once. Yes. But do you know the feeling right before? Only once?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That was another thing, but
you know the feeling like right before you pass out,
mm-hmm.
you try to like talk yourself out of it. You're like, no, like folk, like lock back in. Like you just go into a different world.
Mm-hmm.
And I try that every time. I'm like, Elaine, like don't pass out. And then before I know it, I wake up and I have like cold cloths on my wrist.
This
and, like, crackers in front of me. It's a whole thing.
Oh my God.
It's going to be really bad though, because I avoid it at all costs. So like if I ever have like an actual medical condition that I have to like, go to, like, I've
to
never
a bunch of
broken a bone, like, I've never, like, been sick, knock on freaking wood, everybody, mm-hmm. but, like, if I was, like, if I get pregnant, there are children? Mm-hmm. I'm going
to
bug
Oh, you're going to have to go
out.
To the doctor all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so white coat syndrome is the name given to a disorder in which a person develops high blood pressure when they are around doctors who often wear white coats. Some people who usually have normal blood pressure find that it spikes when they've Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. Yeah. That's the only time I ever passed out
yeah.
was when my blood pressure went up really high because uh-huh. I was afraid of throwing up. So I felt nauseous.
Yeah.
And it's called vasovagaling,
okay.
which is probably what happens to
yeah.
you. It's when your blood pressure goes up and you feel like... I thought I had a fever because
yeah.
I had chills and you're hot at
yeah.
the same time.
Yep.
And then I stood up. I remember this because it was like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And I stood up and I just to the floor.
To the floor.
Like right to the floor.
Yeah.
And that's the only time I ever pass out.
So scary, right?
Yeah,
it's terrifying. So scary.
But if this happens to you all the time.
Yeah. Well, not all. Yeah, but
every time you go to the doctor.
Even the
wow.
eye doctor. And
even
I've narrowed it.
See that. Eyes are kind of.
Eyes are sketch. I've narrowed it down. Like all. Definitely pass out if there's like machinery involved, like you know when you go to the dentist and they need to take an X-ray
yeah.
and they make you stand and bite on that thing.
Oh,
it's a wrap for me.
Wow.
I'm out. It's
so
over.
Wait. Okay, so I once had an ultrasound of my heart done.
Okay,
and I watched my heartbeat for 45 straight minutes.
Yeah, no, not happening.
Would you
for
just
me.
Die?
It's over.
It was the most relaxing thing for me. Like I loved it. It
were
was,
you laying in a hospital
was,
bed?
It was basically.
And that's sick.
Oh my God. I would have, like, I thought, I was thinking during it, like,
Can't
they should sell
it.
Tickets to this for you to, like, people to watch their own hearts beat at some point in their life. And you are absolutely petrified of
no,
this.
No, thank you. I'll live without it. Hi, Ryan.
Ryan looks skeptical.
Ryan's in here. Ryan, do you like the doctors?
I don't have a problem with needles.
Oh. Ryan has no problem with needles.
Ryan
That's what he
have
says.
Problem with
That is yes, that is true. So it says...
No tattoos here, baby.
So me neither.
No.
Just my ears pierced. That's the only thing I have pierced, too.
Me too.
No tattoos.
Me too.
Oh, very nice. So...
Do you want this chair?
No, you're
fine. So it says, okay, so how do you treat white coat syndrome? The first thing they say, relax. The next thing.
Tried that.
Next thing, move to a different area.
What?
Practice stress relief. Okay, number
yeah,
four.
No.
Change the conversation.
What?
What is that? What are you supposed to talk about besides your health?
WebMD or something?
This is Healthline.
All right, well, I'm going to
okay,
email Healthline and tell them to F off my life.
So it's hypertension is basically what it is. Your blood pressure goes up really high.
Yeah.
Because of the fear.
Yes.
Okay. This I did not know about you.
Yes, I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So any...
That's like the that's like my one thing. That's like my one
okay,
bugaboo.
So that's your one thing. Like
yeah.
growing up is mine, doctors are yours.
That's
okay.
My
thing. So when you are in the Miss Maine pageant again,
maybe
this could be your fear, which
Probably
you're going
not.
To announce here for the of course.
Yeah.
big announcement. If you decide to do it. So I had a situation recently when I had to keep going to the doctor because it was like
right.
potentially had to have a procedure.
Right.
Might still have it, not sure yet. But not urgent because they keep saying like
right.
let's just wait. But I like very like invasive things they did and like a lot
Ooh,
of like
hate.
Time in the waiting room and a lot of time with doctors
right.
you would have just been out.
That's just awful.
Yeah,
I would have had to take the medication that they gave me. That's like, I don't even know, it's like Xanax or
yeah.
something.
Okay.
And it like totally would like mellow me out.
That's what gives me more anxiety. That's
yeah.
why it's so weird that
yeah.
it does that to me, but it mellows you out.
Yeah.
And then you're fine.
Well, okay, so I've only taken it once and it weirdly made me like pissed off.
It
like
yeah, it
like,
gives you it makes you agitated.
It
right?
made me so mad.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? Because you're like, I know this isn't me.
Yeah,
it's the
I
medication.
Like,
so, but being mad is better.
I didn't knock out though.
Right. So,
but,
like they say in The Sopranos,
yeah.
Depressed. Well, she said Dr. Melfi said depressed is good. Unconscious is not.
Yeah.
So it's like you know that's the goal is to keep you
put that on a t-shirt.
Right. Yes. So the goal is to keep you from passing out.
Yes.
So no matter what.
I did not pass out that day. I did get a shot, though, and I freaking hate it.
Yes.
If you like, if people like shots, you're
a
sicko.
I wouldn't say I would choose to have
right,
one,
right,
but I don't
right.
mind
but
it
some,
at
you know,
all.
Some people are like, I like getting shots.
I don't mind it.
Shut
I wouldn't
up.
Say I like it.
Yeah.
But I,
you know those types of people?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. The people who are like, I love watching when I get my blood drawn.
Yeah, it's you.
No, so what I hate even more than a shot is getting my finger pricked.
Ew.
Like as a kid, they would take like a whatever, I don't know why they would take it from my fingertip,
yeah.
but it's the worst because you touch everything with your fingertip, so it hurts every time. And they put, it's the worst place also, I need to rant about this,
yeah.
worst place for a Band-Aid, your
yeah.
fingertip. Because it doesn't stay. It's not bendable. Also, if you're going to get a manicure, it ruins like the whole thing because you're going to take it off and then it's like Band-Aid all over.
Have you gotten those acrylic nails? I know this is off topic, but I need to ask you.
Every time I go, so I started getting my nails done when I was like 10.
Yeah.
My mom and I used to go together. As like, because she, it's a whole thing. Like she worked all the time. So that was our like, our time together.
It's a whole thing.
Yes. So every time I go for the past 15 years.
Yeah.
They say, do you want gel or do you want regular?
Right.
My mom used to get them.
Right.
And they were nice. Yeah. But they do kind of ruin your nails.
Yeah.
After a while. And then it's also more expensive. So I would always say no.
Right.
I was told by my mom, say no to that. Right. Always say no.
Yeah.
Unless you want them. But like, pay for them yourself because it's expensive. but it lasts longer.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten them?
The gel ones?
Gel or acrylic. Okay. Two different things.
Yeah.
Gel, acrylic, natural. Plus they have other like silk or filler, whatever. Yeah.
Okay. One, I hate getting my nails done.
Really?
I can't sit still.
Okay.
I just can't.
They don't wear white coats though.
They don't. But you know what they do? When they prick your little cuticles
out.
Oh,
I hate that.
Okay. Have you ever bled?
Yeah, all the time.
And do they put this little magic potion?
Blue stuff on it?
Dude, that
it stings.
I've never felt a pain like that in my life.
It's so
bad. One, I'm anxious that I'm going to bleed and they're going to hurt me. And two, you got to wait till that shit dries.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
And they don't do that.
Dude.
And then they keep dabbing it and they're like, oh, sorry. And it's like, no, like, I'm bleeding everywhere.
Yeah,
now.
But no, like the actual nail polish, you have to wait till it dries to do anything.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
my God.
I just can't do it.
That is tough. But now they have like, I don't know if people care about this, but they have like dryers now that have air and UV light. So, which is, I guess, bad for your hands, whatever, but it's in small doses.
Right. My mom always tells me, turn that off.
Yes, exactly. But that dries it even faster. Yeah. But never do. This is what I found. Never do this. They have a spray there sometimes that say like quick dry. Never do that.
A spray?
So it's a spray that it's basically just like alcohol like on your finger. So it dries the polish, but it also makes it chip in a day.
Yeah, not happening.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
so it dries it too much, basically.
Long story short, no. I've only ever gotten like normal manicures when
too.
I need to.
Yes. I love it, but I don't get it as much. I used to do it every single week.
Yeah.
Now I don't.
Yeah.
Like in college, I knew every nail salon in Wellesley, Massachusetts. Like, and which ones were the best and which prices were better than others.
Wow.
And when to get an appointment where. Now, I don't even care.
Right.
Like, I don't even do it as much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Save so much money to not doing it, but sometimes I just do if I feel like it. But yeah. If you need a nail salon on Newbury Street, I know exactly which one to go to.
Yes. I need to get my hair done. All right.
Anyways. Yeah, that place too. That place on Newbury Street to get your hair done.
Ooh.
I have. Three.
Do you dye your hair?
No, I used to.
Okay.
In high school,
light highlights. Or?
I used to do blonde highlights.
And your dark hair, Lucy.
So bad.
Lucy.
And one week, the woman did too many blonde highlights, and I was basically blonde.
Ooh.
Hated it.
Really?
Hated it. And I always wanted to be blonde growing up, and it just looked so bad because my eyebrows are dark.
Right.
So it was just completely strange. And one girl, I remember it was in high school, and the one girl, we were walking to class and she was like, oh, I liked your hair better before. I was like, great, now what am I supposed to do?
Who asked you?
Right, exactly. What am I supposed to do now? So I never did that again. And now I don't do anything to it and just let it be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Do you dye yours?
I get highlights.
Highlights, yeah.
Blonde ones, but I literally haven't gotten them since February last year.
But your hair looks great.
My hair's naturally blonde.
Well, yeah, that's like, the thing is like people,
when I get them done, it's like, whoa.
Right.
She's blonde.
Right. But, which is nice. And then in the summer,
like
you can be like, oh, it's the sun.
Yeah.
That's what I did once. I used this spray, this like light hair lightning spray. It was like sun in, but it's like, it's not. And then it turned orange almost.
Oh,
it was so bad. And then people would be like, oh, did you dye your hair? And I was like, no, it's just the sun.
Just the sun.
It looks so bad. So I had to have the woman at the hair salon.
Fix it.
Yeah. It was really bad. Really bad.
Happens.
Yeah. I mean, it does happen, but it was my fault. So.
Yeah.
Terrible. So those are horror stories of beauty that we all have.
We all have.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Speaking, self-tanning is another horror story. The years of self-tanning to finally get to where I am now.
Which is lovely.
Was a struggle.
Yes.
You as well.
Yes.
Dude, we have a Nick Fryer update
to
close out this.
We'll close it out with this. So if you follow us on Twitter at Lucy and Elaine, you must have seen, or Rob Radford, you must have seen the video of the last podcast meeting. It was a little tense.
There's
our first fight.
Some sexual tension in the air.
I don't know if that's what I'd call it.
I doubt it, no.
Lucy,
no.
But...
It's quite the opposite, actually.
But, okay, so my mom, she's probably listening. Hi, Mom. But she was like, Nick looks very unhappy with the situation, and she's so nice, she definitely just like thinks I'm like teasing him and she wants me to stop.
Well, no, so no. Nick, before that meeting, I saw Nick in the break room, yes. And he said, "Are you guys okay with all of this? That we're, you know, we're talking about it." And he's like, "Yeah, we're totally fine."
Yeah, it's
and
funny.
And I said, "Like, well, the question
it's
is, are you?
Good because fun.
Right? Because it seems like
the question is, are you
right? Because it seems like he's not. I mean, I don't know if he what he's doing.
Okay,
I don't
so
know.
Like." I think people don't know that we literally
that we're
just
kidding.
Met.
Yeah, also that you just met.
I don't
also
know
like,
anything about Nick Fryer.
When you did that video, when you said, I like your shirt or whatever yeah. you said, that was like the first time you guys had ever met in your lives.
Literally. The first time we ever had a conversation was that.
Right.
I don't know.
And you're like, are you flirting with me?
I know. I'm a lot. I'm sorry. But
no, it's fine.
It was. It's, yeah. I so think, like, I think we're just. He's just. Ugh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think. I hope, Nick, if you're not okay with this, tweet at me that I'm the worst and I'll shut
tweet
up.
Tweet not okay
tweet,
at Elaine.
This is not okay.
Yeah, tweet this tweet. Like, yeah. So it, I don't
And my
know.
Mom will be like, I told you so. He's
I don't,
not okay.
I told you.
Elaine, stop being a bully.
Moms are generally right about these things.
I know.
No, you're fine.
But anyways.
It's all in
it's
good fun.
All in
right?
good fun.
Right? That's what we're
the
all
five
about.
The Five Out podcast. It's a good one.
It's a good
one.
Oh, yeah,
I love basketball.
Listen to all of them. Yeah, it's
love
very
it.
Good.
Oh,
yep. Yeah. It's great.
On repeat.
Yeah,
sometimes I'll listen twice.
With the Celtics season coming
Whatever.
Up, I think
Absolutely.
Five Out is going to just rocket to
oh
the top.
Oh, my God.
However,
yeah.
we need 1,000 followers before
we
they do.
So do.
Like, so far before they do. We are at 515 followers.
That's good
right
stuff.
Now, which
Not
is
bad.
Good, but we need twice that.
Yes.
To win the competition. And Skate Pod
yeah.
is just way ahead of us.
I
They're
know.
At almost 1,000, I think.
Yeah.
So we need to beat Off Day, but uh-huh. Skate Pod is the one
yes.
to beat.
Yes.
So please help us.
Yes.
Please, first of all, before you follow us on
yes.
Twitter, or you can do this simultaneously, Ooh. Subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe
mm-hmm.
to us on iTunes
mm-hmm.
and rate and review.
Yes.
Boom sauce.
Yes.
And follow us on Twitter at Lucy and Elaine,
mm-hmm.
please.
Yes.
So that's a bunch of things. Subscribe, rate, review, follow.
Follow.
And follow us at Elaine.
Elaine Cav Sports on Twitter.
Okay, and I am at Lucille Burge. And happy birthday to Bradfo.
Yes, happy birthday.
At Bradfo on Twitter. Happy 50th birthday.
Ooh.
We will see you next week.
See ya.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.